Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and today, Butch is frozen.
I'm Uncle Butch. I am frozen once again. No, I'm not frozen. All right.
Every time, bro.
Every
it was
time.
Fine 5 seconds ago. Not even joking you. And now I'm...
Well, we're going to fix that here. I'll fix that this week, and it'll be all taken care of probably by tomorrow evening.
Hopefully.
Although,
we do have a bit of an announcement to make. We've been discussing some things recently, especially with the harsher weather coming in this area. I feel like it's just a matter of time before we're pushing our luck too much during the winter.
Right.
Because definitely. It does get blizzardy here.
Yes.
And we live a decent distance apart, and there's a lake, and
there's a lake involved.
Black ice, blizzard, lake, car. It's not a good equation. There's only so many times you can get a good answer out of that equation,
right?
There.
Yeah. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, I would rather us not risk it.
Push that luck. Push
especially that since that's not the only reason I come over. Like, there's other reasons I end up over here.
Right.
So, what we're saying is that for the winter, we're going to
cut back on the number of episodes that we release every month.
Live streams, anyway.
The live streams.
Because we don't want to feel obligated to have to be here on a Sunday when the weather is really bad. Whereas, when I come over to help with stuff or whatever,
right,
then we can spontaneously do one once in a while over the winter. So it'll be a spontaneous thing. But that's not saying that the channel's going to go quiet either. We have a lot of content to be clipped, and clips will help us grow our following.
Yep.
So I will continue to work on those, but this will also give me the chance to work on the extensive amount of other projects that I have in my brain.
Right.
So I gotta, but it'll give me that chance to kind of breathe and focus on that stuff rather than,
right,
what are we going to talk about on the show, and,
right.
Yeah, we'll kind of see how it goes. And something else I want to ask our uncommon followers.
Oh.
Do you guys want us to keep doing the more or less news and political content? Or do you want us to go back to more of the philosophical type stuff? Or, should we mix it up a little bit more? Like,
we
need some input, y'all.
Like, yeah. We got 2024 coming upon us, a new year
mm-hmm.
type thing, and we're wanting to have new content out there that our viewers want to see.
And we like doing the show, but we also don't want to feel like we're getting burnt out on it, because we feel like we're talking about the same stuff all the time, and we're
being redundant a lot of
times. Yeah, and we feel bogged down a lot of times with the amount of information that comes to us.
Oh, yeah.
So we need more comments from you guys on, what do you want us to talk about? What are things that you want answers to? What information do you have that we could share on the show? That type of thing. So my point is, I would really like everyone to get a little bit more interactive on the show if you can.
Yeah.
So, let us know what you think and what kind of things that you want us to discuss.
The link to our email, to leave us a comment, or to give us a hint on what content you would like to see in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The link to our email is in the chat, so...
And it's also in our description.
Yes, it is.
And all of our social media is in the description. But if you guys leave us comments on YouTube, that helps us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or leaving us comments on Rumble. That's on Rumble. So I think it's important to note that as well, to leave us comments on our video platforms.
Right.
Because that helps us so much on our platforms.
Right.
You know, we're finally getting out there a little bit on YouTube. And I'm happy with the following that we have. But I wish we could get more on Rumble. Yeah. And it's so hard to get out on Rumble, you guys. Weird. Anyway. Alright, so today, we're not really going to be doing a lot of the extensive news that we usually do.
No.
When we do come back to doing the more regular live streams, I would like to have more of a set show.
Right.
Yeah, like we've talked about before, right. But it's a different sort of sections of the show, shall we say. And do something a little bit more like that. But again, I want you guys' input, you know. What do you want us to talk about? So, leave those comments below. Yeah. Leave us a like. You know, subscribe if you haven't.
Be careful out there. Be wary. Be informed that there might be a side project coming up.
We both have a few ideas for side projects. We've even talked to... I have anyways. I've talked to our former co-host.
Right.
That you guys might know from old videos. About us doing kind of a different type of collab, where it's more of his show with the topics that he is really knowledgeable on, too.
Right.
I mean, that kid's crazy full of scientific information.
Yes.
But doing some kind of more lighthearted on the science side of things and discussing, you know, what different... chemicals and whatnot are, shall we say, you know, and all of that type of stuff. So there's all kinds of ideas going on, and I think we both want to kind of take a breath from this and focus on our own things. But like I said, you know, leave that notification bell on because I will still be releasing clips and such like that. So
we will still be recording content. It just won't be live content.
Yeah, we won't be doing the live content as much. And it'll be spontaneous for the winter because it's just too much. So, anyways, okay, moving on here a little bit. Let me close that and that. All right, the first one we're going to do here is... we're going to discuss this Decoy Voice video. Shout out to Decoy Voice. If you guys don't watch him, I recommend him. He's got a lot of odd information. Like, odd news. And lighthearted commentary, as he says. But I like it because he talks about stuff that literally nobody else is talking about. You know, random news articles and stuff. He's kind of a more down-to-earth Tim Pool in his own way. Like, you know, where he talks about random articles, but it's almost even more random. Anyways, okay, so this one is TikTokers pushing for us to get the microchip?
I don't think so there, Billy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. No.
No bueno.
Or like the Germans should have said to a lot of things. Nine. Alright, let's see what this is about.
Oh, I said nine so much. You couldn't count to 10.
You gonna let him talk to you like that?
I put a microchip in my arm and it's the best thing ever. This chip is a powerhouse. It's got everything.
What's with her pants? It looks like she's wearing a parachute.
I know.
Parachute pants weren't cool the first time. Why are you trying to bring that back? I'm just saying.
Thing I need. My credit card, my ID, my medical info, and even my...
Oh, wonderful!
Her IDs, her medical info, all her keys, huh? Oh, wow.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. Smart technology is helping domestic abuse.
Oh, no.
In all the wrong ways, if you know what I'm saying.
I think we're going to have to do an episode on that.
We might have to kind of do a little bit of a dive into that because I read something not too long ago that was talking about smart technology being used for literally domestic abuse.
Right.
And, you know, like turning her lights off, not allowing her to have light in the room, locking her in the room.
Wow.
Like stuff like that. She can't lock her man out. Right?
Right.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
There's all kinds of, it's weird. So,
yeah.
Just putting that out there, all of this smart stuff, how much is it really helping us, you guys?
Right.
Okay? And, I mean, this is, I'm sure, it's fine. It won't have any ill effects on your privacy or your personal content.
Yeah, no, there's pushing for getting a microchip. I'm still not convinced.
A microchip, you guys.
Yeah. In her arm.
A piece of electronic equipment being put into your body. If that's not weird to you, I think you need to reanalyze some things.
Yeah.
You know, maybe take some of that science fiction warning a little more seriously.
My keys. And when it's time for groceries, you just tap your wrist and bam! And it messes.
I mean, that just
allows to know what card I want to pay off of.
Well, you don't need one now. It's all on your social credit score, bro. They're even starting that stuff at Walmart.
Oh, jeez.
Squirrel Tribe was talking about it.
You know, they have a store. I can't remember the name of it. It is some small little grocery store where you stand there. You get facial recognized, or you wave your arm in front of it. And then when it comes time to leave, you just walk out with the groceries because it knows already how much that you have, what you stopped at, what you took.
That is crazy, dude.
Up everything,
yeah.
And it bills your account.
Yeah. There's a channel called China Fakes Everything.
Oh, no.
Y'all should check it out.
Let's finish watching this real quick. I'm kind of curious.
Okay, so I'm going to back it up just a smidge.
Online accounts. And some people actually seem excited about this.
A little bit more.
Customers scan their palms to be
now
is agreeing to be microchipped.
What the hell? How did I get all the way up there?
You was going down here.
I know. I don't know what happened there. Because it was paused there.
There you go.
Okay, here we go.
Groceries, you just tap your wrist and bam! In a medical emergency, it can save my life. Experts can easily identify me and my medical history. I feel like a sci-fi character and I'm loving it. And the best part?
Yeah. Sci-fi future and she's loving it. So did all the people in the sci-fi until it came to the end of the world.
Right.
It's like some Fifth Element shit over here, dude.
Wait until it locks you out of your house.
If you haven't seen Fifth Element, watch it, okay? It's an oldie, but a goodie. And it's so full of interesting things that we can relate to now.
Surgery is quick. They'll give you a cookie afterward.
I previously would have called bribing people into a dystopian nightmare with a cookie stupid. But just a few years ago, we were bribing...
Yeah.
Oh, reminds me of, what's his name in New York, eating the hamburger and fries. Yeah, go get your thingy-thing, and go get the thing and your thing, you know?
Yeah.
And do your thing, and then we'll give you some french fries.
Yeah.
We're gonna give out free toys to kids and free beer and, you know.
To get everybody to take this.
Win a trip to Disneyland by taking your thing.
Thank that.
What?
No step on snake.
I was just kind of... If you guys didn't see that... Well, look. It's right there. No step on snake. That's right.
Bribing people into taking a brand new medicine that has zero long-term data with a cookie. Oh no, my mistake. We were convincing people to take it with free cheeseburgers and fries. So why wouldn't the powers that be want to chip these people like dogs when we basically do whatever we're told when offered a doggy treat? And now they're trying to pass off getting microchipped as trendy, convenient, and delicious.
Yeah.
Because getting chipped is nothing...
It's fun. It's exciting. It's trendy and convenient.
Yeah. And delicious, because getting chipped is nothing new, as people started getting these implants over 7 years ago. But what is new is shaming people for not getting chipped as some sort of tinfoil theorist, and not only seen as anti-science.
Although I'm gonna stop using the term conspiracy theorist and stuff, you guys. Literal word for what they're doing to us is calling us heretics. Okay, we are heretics. Let's use that word. Let's stop using their politically correct box term for us.
Stop watching this, though.
Why?
We're leaning on medical information, boundaries.
We're not giving medical advice.
No.
We're just showing them the technology.
And this, and granted, this is a video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not giving anybody advice. No, Are you giving anybody advice?
I'm not getting any.
Because I ain't a doctor.
I'm definitely not a doctor, although I played one in third grade.
Yeah, well, I played a pastor once and helped a couple people get married at five, so, you know, it happens.
There you go.
But that does not mean I'm pastor now. It doesn't mean you're a doctor now.
No.
So, yeah.
No.
Anyway, so I find this interesting because it's becoming a trend now.
Right.
It's not... You know, we're not even really looking at the science of it.
No.
How does it affect us? What does it...
Now it's become a social, you know, political thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, does there need to be a thing like separation of science and state? I'm just saying. Also, I want to point out something. There's confusion around the whole separation of church and state. Okay, that doesn't mean that a church can't talk about politics.
Right.
Because churches are part of our culture. Religion and culture intertwine, as do religion, or politics and culture. Politics is literally culture. It's the ins and outs of our system of culture.
Right.
Okay. That is politics. So, separating the church from the state was taking the state out of the church.
Yes.
Telling the state, you cannot control our church. You can't tell us what to preach or how to preach it.
Yep.
Oh, strange though, because it seems to be what they're doing right now. Am I wrong? Let me know in the comments. Because...
No, they're doing that, definitely.
Because there's significant signs that the state is controlling the narratives of churches.
Well, there is that recent attack from the FBI against Catholic churches.
Uh-huh. And even just the making pastors feel like they can't talk about certain things, that's wrong. Just saying.
Yep.
It might be borderlining because they're not technically telling them what to do, but you're manipulating it.
Yep. If you discuss this, we'll find you this. Mm-hmm. Or
and coercing in different ways or whatever. Okay. So, I want to put that out there, that that's what it actually means, is that the state has no control over any church or any religion. It is not their business what or how you worship, okay? So, do we need to do the same thing with science?
I think so.
Do we need to tell, there needs to be like something passed, an act or whatever, saying that the state is no longer allowed to mingle with science.
Right.
Keep your government little grabby fingers out of the science and just let the scientists be scientists.
But if it wasn't like projects like DARPA, we wouldn't be in the scientific advancements that we have today.
Yeah, well, even so, it's all funded by the government with government interests in mind, not the people's interests in mind.
Right.
The people are never asked about whether or not they really want
it. What you mean is it's funded by the people or the government.
Exactly. We are taxed.
Right.
You know, voluntarily, mind you. Look into that one, right?
Yeah.
But they use our taxes to fund this stuff. Right?
Right.
So, I'm just saying, I think there needs to be a separation.
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. Should there be a separation of science and state, just like the churches? Maybe should we be enforcing the separation of state upon the church? Let me know what you think. Okay. It says anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people. Terrible people. Yeah. So, that sounds familiar a little bit.
Yeah.
A little reminiscent.
Yeah.
Well, just...
Tinfoil theorist, and not only seen as anti-science.
Did you get your new head?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Anyone who doesn't want the chip is now being labeled, yeah. Of course.
Oh, of course.
Because everybody gets labeled. Good or bad.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
And the worst thing you could be labeled as right now is a white supremacist.
But everything... You know, here's the thing, is that that's been so watered down. It's so diminished. You don't even have to be white to be a white supremacist, man.
I know.
Make it make sense. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying. So, we need some answers.
Only seen as anti-science, but racist. So as you know, I'm a bit of a tinfoil beanie special.
Ooh, tinfoil beanies. They're actually coming in style. I'm not even joking anymore.
Oh, nice.
List now available at decoyvoice.com, but I can't help but think that the people against getting microchipped are at the very least insane. We're looking at the rest of that website saying body positivity isn't for.
Oh, have you seen that clip where that chick on some podcast like gives this dude a hard time about his small upper lip and like she's making fun of him blatantly on the camera?
Right.
And he's like, oh yeah, because body shaming is all fine and dandy until it has to do with your weight. She was a little heavy, by the way. He's like, yeah, I can see the comments now. You know what, though? We need more stuff like that. Just saying. Like, this double standard, it's so much more than double now. It's like quadruple standards.
For white guys with dad bods, teaching white women how to be a better ally, and that you need to give money to people of color because them dealing with you is slavery, but then seeing their...
What? That
reminds me. Guess what Not Cassidy told me yesterday? There is different kinds of... I mean, we already know that there's different kinds of paid leave, right? I'm going to go over to...
Right.
Different kinds of paid leave, right? Family.
Right.
Family leave.
Maternity leave.
Maternity leave. Paid vacation. Whatever.
Right.
There's a new one in Oregon.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Safe leave.
Safe leave? And that's for what now?
It's like a safe space.
Oh, okay.
Like you're,
So you can have, like, a couple days off pay.
Because someone misgendered you or something.
Someone got your pronouns wrong. Oh, jeez. I feel so attacked.
Can you imagine if I felt attacked every time somebody called me by the wrong pronoun?
Oh, jeez. If you had a nickel, you'd be a millionaire.
Bro, it's a daily thing. All day, every day. I would have made like 10 bucks in a minute and a half yesterday. Just saying. But why would I get upset? Like, look at me. Do I look feminine? Do I look, you know? I ain't no Britney, y'all. I'm just saying, like. She's way prettier than me. Okay, so, you know, when you walk around looking like freaking Mario Lopez with a hat on. Who would that guy call me the other day? Bob Dylan?
You look like
Bob Dylan. I was like, do I? Maybe I should learn to play the guitar.
Play the harmonica.
I can play harmonica.
Dude?
Yeah.
I can play a little harmonica.
Play a Jew's harp. How about that? Anyways.
You know.
Okay, so.
I'll give it
a safe leave. Safe leave is a thing. Why? Why? Do you need safe leave? Let me know if you need some safe leave in the comments below. Why would you need your safe leave? What are you running from at work? You know, you don't feel safe at work, so why do you still work there?
You're not feeling safe. Find a different place.
It make a nothing. Pretty sad when it has to be like all this weird stuff for me to understand what my mom meant, but it make no sense. My mama made plenty of sense yesterday for all like $100. You know, because I charged for every time somebody called me a thief. Excuse me, sir.
That'd be a nickel, please.
That'll be a nickel.
Ma'am, that'd be a nickel.
They're all like, wait, what are you? We don't even know.
Just call.
Nah, just call me Billy the Kid. So I'm bringing that back.
That's
make
right.
It make an Outlaws cool again. Hey, oh. make Outlaws outlaw again, you know what?
Right.
Okay, moving on. Moving on. Guys get way too distracted. Off topic stuff. You don't like it? There's a million other shows out there. Bye bye. Woo, see ya. Oh. Too much? My bad. You're offensive, I know. It's my middle name.
I find you rather offensive. You really think so? I've been trying.
So my real name is Billy the Offensive Kid. Yes. I'm down. Okay.
Notice that 85% of people are cool, but the remaining 25% are trolls makes me think that this entire website is satire. Which makes sense. Nobody right now is agreeing to be microchipped, but the sad reality is, they don't have to microchip us. As places like Whole Foods is now having customers scan their palms.
Scanning palms and scanning fingers and all that have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
But I was watching a thing from, True Stream Media the other day,
right.
And she said something about when they went to Disneyland years ago during the, you know, said demic thing.
Right.
And everyone was giving away their biometrics as
what?
They were walking in. Everyone.
Why?
Voluntarily, of course.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
They get up to the front of the line.
Uh-huh.
Her and her husband were the first people, at least for that whole day, that the employees had seen refuse. Like, they didn't know what to do when someone said, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. And that was 3 years ago at Disney World. I think it was World. Yeah. Because they live in Texas. So I'm pretty sure it was Disney World. Anyways. Just saying.
To be attached to their online accounts.
Yeah.
And some people actually seem excited about this.
This is...
Frankly, this is why I don't like, I'm never gonna have one of those finger things or the face thing. No, my phone doesn't need to record that shit for me. Sorry.
Right.
You know what I mean? They have my fingerprints in the system already. They can look me up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a mugshot, too. Just saying.
You know, somebody out there has got my fingerprints.
Right?
That's in the Marine Corps, of course.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Well, shoot. Frankly, they all have them anyways. They do change slightly as we get older with scars and whatnot, but
yep.
They got our feet and our hands, y'all.
Yep.
So.
This is my total. This is my palm. This is me scanning it.
This is my total. This is my palm. This is my...
This is me scanning it. Is that what you youngsters call it these days?
This is me scanning it, so everyone stay calm.
Is that what these youngsters call it these days?
I guess.
Ta-da.
Get out. I'm about to pay for my groceries with my hand.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that sounds kind of X-rated. I'm just saying. Billy,
that's
really, you had
very X-rated.
But doesn't it?
It does.
So, are we just like prostituting ourselves out for groceries now? That was really happening?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
I don't
What, use your hands to pay for your groceries?
Right. The closest I'm going to use my hands to pay for my groceries is reaching in my pocket.
And handing you cold hard cash, gold or silver.
Yeah.
Hey. Make me a trade, lad. Not that kind of trade.
I'm about to pay for my groceries with my...
How is that so cool? That's what I don't understand. How is this cool? How is everybody like...
your information, your biometric information for free.
Yeah.
Now when places like this get hacked, and you know they're going to.
Who has all your biometric information? You don't even know anymore.
That's right. It could be all sold on the black market.
Well, frankly, it probably already is. Or something, you know, kind of like our birth certificates or whatever.
Medical history and everything.
Yeah.
You know, or black market dealers.
Pretty much anything and everything that we've signed our name on that has all caps of our name on it somewhere on the document is being out like cash to the highest bidder, you know.
Mostly ever.
And not just Amazon owned Whole Foods,
yeah,
but
Amazon,
now even
Amazon.
I did hear about that the other day.
Panera Bread is adopting this technology. So what amazingly convenient technology. Instead of reaching in my pocket to pull out cash to hand to the cashier, I can now reach out my hand to give to the cashier. I save one entire step, and all I had to do was tie my biometric data to all my online data in a way that can never be unbound.
See?
Right.
See what we mean? What is safe about this? Let us know what you guys think. Is this safe? If you think it's safe, please, please let me know why. Why? Why would you do this? If you're one that would do this, why? I must know, because I know why I wouldn't. And leave us our comments about that too. Why would you not be down for this?
Unless I lose a body part. Because a scary thing that happened to me recently is, I bought something from a store that I had never been to before, and after using my credit card, they already sent me an email receipt. An email that could be attached to social media accounts, bank accounts, and basically everything I do online. Now I can easily use cash or preloaded cards to stop sharing all my personal information with whoever I shop with, but you can't easily swap out your hand. And what happens if you somehow violate Amazon's online rules and they freeze your account? Then suddenly we're in a Chinese social credit system that nobody signed up for.
Exactly.
No way. That would never happen here, right? Right? Nah.
I don't know. Who's Joe been selling this to?
Nah. 9/11 was all real. There was no fakeage around that at all. Okay, same thing with every other major event that started a war. All the way down to, Fort Sumter? I'm just saying, a president can't start war without a reason to start war.
Right.
So, let's question everything, y'all. Let's question it, okay? And by George, read. It's like a lost art these days.
As over in China, they're apparently using facial recognition systems in order to use the money that you already have.
I once again cannot buy food, cell phone that is linked to a Chinese bank card so that I could buy anything. But now, apparently, it has been flagged for some reason.
She doesn't even know why.
Right. She can't buy food now. Wow.
Oh, because the government decided... she was flagged.
Yeah.
For an unspecified reason.
Yeah.
Do you guys see where this is going?
Yeah.
So, do you still trust it?
I don't. And I've been in the industry now for some years.
You're a tech dude.
Yeah.
Even the tech dude says, no. No bueno. Yet? Oh.
And I have to pass facial recognition identity verification.
What?
What does it say? Open your mouth? Why?
Why?
so I would never voluntarily add my palm to some database to track what I do and get permission to spend my money, but this facial recognition stuff is already here in the US and most people didn't even notice. Earlier this year, a lot of sports stadiums implemented facial recognition under the guise of safety. Theme parks added facial recognition under the guise of convenience. And somehow shopping malls begun facial recognition under the guise of harvesting your data.
Some of our centers have digital displays with Quiviti technology, which uses camera sensors to detect your generic facial features and infer certain demographics, such as age and gender, color, and so on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this definitely can't lead to any kind of oppression or suppression or tyranny. Yeah. Just let me know what you guys think, because I really want to know what to think.
Now, this has been used for many years in order for people to board airlines, but people are now discovering that you cannot opt out of facial recognition system.
Just had to go through facial recognition boarding at LAX airport, meaning they scan your face and use your biometric data to identify you instead of checking your passport or boarding pass. I tried to refuse, but was immediately told by the gate agent that it was
obligatory.
They're going to obligate you to this comply. To fly.
And here's the word, comply.
Yes. That should be a curse word. Just saying. Yet another dystopian nightmare that has become reality. Y'all. For real. Don't act like you've never seen no futuristic movies.
Right.
This is like every scientific, science fiction dystopian movie wrapped into one. Like, we're literally living in all of them.
Yeah.
Systems. So, this-
like, it takes Orwellian to a whole different level, bro.
This technology just gradually creeped up around us in the last few years, and most people didn't even notice that any time you travel, go shopping, or go watch sports ball, something can be building a profile on you. And putting AI behind this, it can get creepily accurate on your behaviors. From when I joined a men's soccer league and my GPS started to predict and pre-route when and where I was going to play my games, or how social media websites can predict when two people are going to enter a relationship. Now, my social media and GPS history don't typically communicate, but once they can tie everything together with my face, there's literally no opting out of what was involuntarily compiled about all of us. And looking at the dystopian nightmare of China, as apparently they do retina scans of their citizens, where they can't even leave a neighborhood without verifying their identification.
Yeah. Yeah, you're locked out and you're locked in.
Yeah.
Tell me this is not...
of your neighborhood, yeah.
How is it not imprisonment, y'all?
Yeah.
Like, come into a city near you, no matter where you are in the world.
I've seen movies back in the 80s and just, stuff like this.
I know, but it just baffles me
that we would allow the
people are so, so unbelievably submissive.
Yeah.
What happened to our brave hearts, y'all? You know? Where are the warriors? Did we just, like, run out of warrior blood?
I did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so few of us now that... That's how it feels. On a lot of days, some days I'm a little more hopeful, but... Like... How many people are gonna fall for this? It's insane.
It is.
And social credit score, as they have a shock collar of sorts that alerts the authorities when you leave your approved area and can publicly shame you when you are spotted by their facial recognition systems.
Uh-huh.
So I know it's pretty far-fetched to connect some girl being jazzed about getting microchipped for some chocolate chips to a dystopian nightmare where you can't buy water until your eyeballs are verified, but this is exactly where we're headed. Luckily for me, I basically have the standard issue default Asian face.
Default Asian face. I love it.
Oh no.
So what is this, like the default half-breed face? Oh, come on, y'all. Half-breed jokes are good. I think they're funny.
So as long as...
Don't be a racist against half-breeds, okay? Okay? I'm gonna start a new thing. Half-breed supremacy. Ooh, even better. Mutt supremacy.
Mutt supremacy.
How many of us in America are mutts?
Oh.
All of us. Like 90% of us, bro. Are mutts. So, yeah. Let's bark about it.
The standard issue default Asian face. So as long as Tim Pool doesn't start trashing the Chinese government, I think my social credit score will be alright. But if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality...
He just called Tim Pool face.
Yep.
He's a basic half-breed too. That's awesome.
Hopefully I've earned your subscription. Then go check out the video on how AI chatbots always end up predicting the end of humanity.
Love it. Okay, so yeah, go check out his channel. He's got good content, y'all. So
I enjoyed that.
I always enjoy his videos. I think he's great because, like you said, he tries to be lighthearted about it. Very rarely does he have to get really serious. He did a couple times when he was talking about the the Maui stuff.
And right.
We're still wondering where all them kids are. I don't know about everybody else, but I haven't forgot about Hawaii. Especially when children are involved, I can't forget about this. Because it could be anybody's kids.
Right.
It could be your kids. Anyway, no. No.
Yes.
No, because we still have this summer. And, look, we're barely there. Be alright? Do we need to take a break? Okay, well, you go take a break.
I'll go take a break.
Okay, no, I'm going to bring this one up to you in a minute. So.
What we got?
Oh, that was another thing I was going to bring up at the beginning when it comes to the live shows.
This is a 13-minute video.
I know, but...
The last one was 5 minutes. It took us 50 minutes to get through it.
So?
That's 10 minutes. For every minute. That's 130 minutes.
I know, but you were worried about the content, so I had to spread it out as much as possible. Because... This here, you guys, this is important shit. Like, the other, it's important to an extent, obviously, when you talk about it. But this is how we figure our own shit out. Okay, so while this is happening, that we just discussed, this microchipping and whatnot,
you know, really.
Whatever. So, while we've got all this microchipping going on, what mindset do we need to be in order to battle that? You see what I mean? Because all that dystopian stuff, you guys, it's not going to stop. It's just going to keep going and going and going and getting worse.
What we need to do is start playing their game. It's my body, my choice, no money.
Yes. We need to start really pulling them cards out, though. And I think that's a huge thing, is that a lot of people, we have just kind of sat back and we've been complacent for most of it. Even after we started saying, no, I will not comply, I will not comply. How complacent are we still? And what kind of mental illness are we breeding in our society by being complacent?
Right.
So, how do we stop being complacent? And that's going to be the next part of the video, but we are going to take a break. And we'll be right back after
this break.
Said break.
Short break.
It's just a wee mini break, y'all.
This is a wee bit.
Just a bit. Okay, we're back. We're back. Are you back? Sorry, it took a little longer than we expected. But
yeah.
Bathroom breaks. It happens. Okay. Nature calls sometimes.
Right.
Bad habits call too. And they're like, get over here now.
Yeah, usually
it's like being in an abusive relationship.
Usually when Mother Nature calls me, she wants child support.
Oh, you feel it. She's asking for child support from an empty chair? That's a little
from
weird.
An empty chair.
Okay. Alright, moving on here. Get my right screen up. Over here. Alright, so we're going to discuss how civil disobedience safeguards freedom.
Alright, well, why don't we highlight it and instead of watching the whole video.
Well, yeah, because like the whole video is really long.
Yeah.
But I want to react to a lot of the points that he brings up, especially in the first half.
Alright.
You guys are more than welcome to go and watch it later on your own.
It's a short video. It's only 13 minutes long.
Now, I haven't linked these, but we have, obviously credited them to their work. So go watch Decoy Voice. He's got plenty of other interesting information on there. And this one is Academy of Ideas is the name of the channel. It's a fantastic channel. I've been watching it for years, way before 2020, right? And it's very philosophical, and they talk about everything from mental health to politics to, society and how everything we do affects everything else.
Right.
Right. So it's a good one to listen to. And for me, I like to put it on when I'm cleaning or whatever.
Right.
Working so that my brain is still listening to something, getting some different ideas or whatever, but I don't have to sit and watch it per se.
Right.
And he always has good quotes in here. I'm just saying. All of his videos have good quotes.
Too few in number to be true.
Oh, sorry. So he's saying monsters exist, but they are too few in number to be truly dangerous.
Truly dangerous. The most dangerous monsters are ordinary men and women, ready to believe and obey without asking questions.
Which is exactly why I wanted to talk about these two videos together. Because how many of those people are not even questioning it?
Right.
Is a peaceful and prosperous society dependent on strict obedience to the laws and dictates of the state? Is voting the only proper means to show displeasure with the commands of politicians and bureaucrats? While school systems and the mainstream media try to indoctrinate us with an obedient mindset, and while politicians desire an almost blind obedience from the populace, history tells a different story about the value of always doing what we are told. In this video, we are going to discuss why obedience, not disobedience, is the greatest threat to mankind, while also examining how civil disobedience keeps the society free.
So, he just said something. Did you think of something else? Okay, we'll go on for the moment, because I can't remember what it was now.
Civil disobedience keeps the society.
Oh, I remember what it was. Civil disobedience. The speech from Henry David Thoreau. People need to read it. And I have a copy of it in one of my books. And I think that's going to be one of the
topics that we cover in the video.
As far as a recorded video, with B-roll and whatever else.
Right.
Because I think it's a very important thing for us to discuss now.
Very much so.
And this is before the Civil War that he made that speech. And he was looked at as a heretic, he was very politically incorrect for that speech.
Right.
And how much it relates to what we're going through now is appalling.
Be free. The problem, wrote the American historian Howard Zinn, is not a disobedience, it is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
The real question, echoes the psychologist Wilhelm Reich, is not to know why people rebel, but why they don't rebel.
We've been asking this question for years now. A lot of people asking it for the last 2 years now. Why don't we rebel?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's because we're scared. So, how do we stop being scared? I guess would be another important question. How do we get over that fear?
Right.
People rebel, but why they don't rebel? While the Grimke sisters, famous for their work with the abolitionist and women's suffrage movements of the 19th century, put it this way. The doctrine of blind obedience and unqualified submission to any human power, whether civil or ecclesiastical, is the doctrine of despotism. In the 20th century, as millions upon millions of bodies piled up in socialist and fascist countries, it became evident to all those who cared to look that obedience can kill. In the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany...
We have literally seen obedience kill.
Yes.
I mean, and even afterward, when we're learning about the Nazis and learning about what Russia did to their own people, how appalled we were as Americans that people could sit by and let this happen. How could people sit by and let Nazi Germany happen? What are we doing now? We're sitting by.
Some are.
But the, I mean, as
not.
As
we're trying to get people up.
Yes, but
not
as
up
a
arms,
as
but
a
we're trying to get them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get them conscious of what's going on.
Yeah, and maybe that's the biggest problem is that too many of them are still unaware.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, for awareness.
Germany, Cambodia, China, and North Korea. It was not rebellion or a disregard for law that sent hundreds of millions to an early death, but the fact that in such countries people obeyed too much. They obeyed laws that were immoral, and they accepted commands from politicians and bureaucrats that were socially destructive.
And how even many that helped the government become that, how they were oppressed.
Right.
The horrific experiences in these countries taught us a very important lesson, but one that has quickly been forgotten. Sometimes it is obedience, not a disobedience, that is the true crime. Or as Peter Ustinov wrote in a 1967 article in The New Yorker, for centuries, men were punished for having disobeyed. At the Nazi trials of Nuremberg, for the first time, men were punished for having obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
The repercussions of this precedent are only now beginning to make themselves felt.
Yeah.
We brought that up during talking about the Maui stuff. You know, the cops just doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Everybody's just doing their jobs. And what happened? How many people died because those cops were obeying what they were being told to do?
Right.
But even if laws that lead to the suffering of innocent people and to the destruction of a society should be disobeyed, this proves very difficult after...
You notice what the belt says on there, y'all?
I can't read it.
It says democracy.
After a country has descended into full-blown...
And over here, it says dependent. I can't quite read that one.
Let me see. Is that dependent and sold cell? Solid cell.
Yeah, but the one in the middle. Oh, it says Burchard. To begin with, I'll paint the town red.
Totalitarianism. For with totalitarianism comes an enslavement of the population. First, an enslavement of the minds of the masses through incessant propaganda, and then a physical enslavement through mass surveillance, police forces, and a judicial system whose main job is to keep people in a state of submission.
Does that sound familiar?
Hmm.
Does that sound familiar? What's going on right now?
Sounds very familiar to what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to skip forward just a little bit because I want to kind of get to the point here. So, yeah, but I want us to let that sink in a little bit. Like, weren't we literally just talking about that?
Yeah.
Throw of tyranny stems directly from the fact that all rule rests on the consent of the subject masses.
So where is he in here? Oh, here it is. Mass, non-violent resistance, is a method for the overthrow of tyranny. Okay? Non-violent
resistance.
What do we call that? Civil disobedience. You're not being outrageous, you're not being violent.
Right.
You are being a civilized human being, but you are stating the grievances of the people.
Right.
Right? So.
For if tyranny rests on mass consent, then the obvious means for its overthrow is simply by mass withdrawal of that consent. The weight of tyranny would quickly and suddenly collapse under such a non-violent revolution. But how can enough people be awakened to the necessity of disobeying laws that are socially destructive?
So that's the main question we're trying to figure out here, right?
That's the question.
What, in other words, leads to a movement of civil disobedience that can defeat tyranny? One possible tactic is to use reason, logic, and argumentation to make the masses aware of the deceptions, lies, and manipulations which are being used to herd them into totalitarianism. This approach is based on the notion that if the truth were presented and the propaganda deconstructed, most people would rise up in defiance and cast off their chains. But an appeal to reason and evidence only works on minds that are open and receptive.
And we know this.
Yep.
So again, the question, how do we help people wake up who aren't receptive, right?
Right.
When tyranny is rising, ever fewer minds exist in this state. Rather, fear, confusion, anger, and uncertainty run rampant, and these emotions can easily trump the power of reason.
And we see it everywhere.
The mass crushes out the insight and reflection that are still possible within the individual, writes Carl Jung. Rational argument can be conducted with some prospect of success only so long as the emotionality of a given situation does not exceed a certain critical degree. If the affective temperature rises above this level, the possibility of reasons having any effect ceases, and its place is taken by slogans and chimerical wish fantasies. That is to say, a sort of collective possession results, which rapidly develops into a psychic epidemic.
And that's what we're seeing right now.
Yep.
A psychic epidemic.
Yep.
This observation that a people can become immune to logic and reason was shared by the writer Elie Wiesel, who upon visiting the Soviet Union wrote, "Logic will not help you here. You have your logic, they have theirs. And the distance between you two cannot be bridged by words."
And we feel that so much right now.
Yes.
Like,
what?
Like, how do we reach those that just aren't going to let the logic work?
The logic,
yeah. Their logic has become so distant from reality.
Right.
That they have a whole new set of logic.
Yeah.
So, how do we bridge that?
What is needed more than words and arguments are individual dissidents who act as the motivating examples for the larger movements of civil disobedience. For the power of example always reigns supreme in its ability to influence others. When people see that someone is willing to take risks in defense of their beliefs, and that their words are congruent with their actions.
So what he's really saying is, it only takes one of us.
Yep.
To stay fast on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
One of us to not be pushed off that soapbox.
Right.
So, yeah. But then with the way society is today, I think we just need more soapboxes. So those of us who are awake, we've got to stop being afraid of standing on that soapbox and keeping our ground. You know what I mean?
This lends more credence to their position. And while the example of a dissident may not awaken those most blind to the chains of control that are being...
What's the kid is the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
...placed around them... It can exert a strong influence on the many who are on the fence as to what to think and how to act. But without an intrepid few willing to be the example for others, a sort of prisoner's dilemma exists. No one is willing to be the first to disobey, and so everyone sits idly by, hoping that others will save society for them.
So, are you one to sit by and just wait for somebody else to save you?
Me? No.
Yeah, me either.
No.
No. Are you? Are you waiting for, you know, someone to save you? Because I think that's a big problem that we have today, is that we leave our hope in the hands of someone else. Okay, like right now, how many people are frozen again?
No, I'm not frozen.
Oh, you're not?
No.
It looked like you were frozen. Okay, never mind. But how many people are just waiting?
Yeah.
And how many people look at Donald Trump as some kind of savior? Like, we can't do that. We are all human, yeah. Okay? And we can't put the saving of humanity under one person.
Of one person, yeah.
So, I think it's time for us to all awaken our Captain America and stop trying to pawn that off on someone else. You know?
Right.
He lives in you. What movie is that from?
Each person must answer these questions for themselves.
Well, there's this 1974 movie that kind of had a boot. Wow, wow.
No. It's not from that movie.
No.
But an answer usually comes from within, as a command from conscience. The etymology of the word conscience tells us that it is a special form of knowledge, writes Jung. The peculiarity of conscience is that it is a knowledge of, or certainty about, the emotional value of the ideas we have concerning the motives of our actions. Conscience is a felt state. It is an intuitive form of knowledge about the rightness or wrongness of an action.
Yeah.
One of history's most famous examples of an individual who relied on his conscience to direct him in acts of disobedience is Socrates. Socrates was commanded by the 30 tyrants to arrest an innocent man and to bring him to his death. Socrates, however, did not practice blind obedience, even if the commands came from tyrants who held the power of life and death over him.
Uh-huh.
Socrates, instead, listened to his conscience. The 30 sent for me, says Socrates, and ordered me to bring Leon the Salaminian to be put to death. I, however, showed again, by action, not in word only, that I did not care a whit for death, but that I did care with all my might not to do anything unjust or unholy. For that government, with all its power, did not frighten me into doing anything unjust. I simply went home.
So, what is the answer that you're getting out of this? How do we fight this? Listen to your own intuition. You have a conscience for a reason. So those of us who are logically sound, who are able to think for ourselves, who are not blindly obeying whatever blah 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 they want us to comply with, listen to your conscience. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about conscience is it's the connection that we have with the higher power. The one that we can't explain.
Right.
That's why we can't really explain conscience, per se, to its full depths. Because we don't always know why we get these intuitions, why we have these feelings of right or wrong, even for those who were never necessarily taught that.
Right.
So, use your conscience. Listen to it.
Jung writes in Civilization in Transition, since olden times, conscience has been understood by many people less as a psychic function than as a divine intervention. Indeed, its dictates were regarded as the voice of God. This view shows what value and significance were, and still are, attached to the phenomenon of conscience. Conscience commands the individual to obey his inner voice, even at the risk of going astray. If our conscience commands us to stop obeying unjust laws, and if each time we do obey, we experience feelings of loathing and guilt, then we face a difficult choice. We either obey our conscience and become a dissident, or we continue to obey the commands of tyrants, and we become a traitor to ourselves.
So, here's a question for everybody. Which one do you want to be? A slave to your own individual self, or a slave to the whatever tyrants that might come up. You know?
Yep.
So I wanna leave our viewers with that. If you guys want to watch this full video in its full context, absolutely feel free to do that. And I will link it in the description when I get everything fixed. But
yeah.
Just ask yourself, who do you want to be a slave to?
Exactly.
Do you want to be a slave to your own self and to God? Or do you want to be a slave to the system?
I'm a slave to my conscience and morality.
So, those of us who are able to make that choice, willing to make the sacrifice of being distant from the rest of society, we've got to keep talking. Maybe a little louder, maybe a little more often, maybe a little bit more creatively or something, right?
Right.
But I think in a lot of ways we are on the right path, you know?
Yeah.
So keep questioning everything and keep learning together.
That's right. Till next time, don't believe the nonsense and
drink coffee. And stay on comment. Bye, y'all.